there's any more questions, the neighbors, they tell us our time is just about up. And of course, more activities coming at 7 o'clock, and we are scheduled to play in the Sam Bush Band at about 10 p.m. Apparently, we got to play 2 hours. Well, what is that, 4 songs plus? 3 songs? Happy to be here, and by golly, yeah, everyone, last year we had a bad rain out, so looks like everything's going to be wonderful tonight, and we really look forward to being here. And a couple years ago, we had a bad rain out at Delfest, and then earlier this year, we had a bad rain out at a place called Appalachian Uprising, and we realized Del McCurry is a jinx. Yeah, what about that? So, fortunately, Dell's not here, so we ought to get the set in tonight. Hey, I'm kidding around. If there is a king of bluegrass, his name is Del McCurry. He's the best. He's absolutely the best. More questions, anything? Any way I can help? Yes, sir. Sorry, there was a crash. I couldn't make it out. Diadem. Yeah, what's the story of Diadem? Grisman changed his name for a while. It was David Diadem. True. And I wrote a song that sounded like something he would play, and I named it after him. That's why that's called that. We don't do that one anymore. Man, he doesn't do it either. We got time for a little bit more picket. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. How can I help you? Actually, yes, I can play 3 hours. It's kind of like pick up girl. It's kind of like trying to pick up a girl at age 59. Why lather up if you ain't gonna shave? Sorry, that's a Jethro Burns joke. Got the Kitsy's attention on that one, okay. We'll do one that always fascinated me. I learned this off of, as a kid, they had these Stardate King bluegrass compilations. And later, after recording on the Stardate King label, I knew what that meant. They can keep putting out these records the rest of your life and you'll never make a dime. So I've been part of Stardate King compilations, and I learned this one off of one that was by the Stanley Brothers. And it always fascinated me that the name of this tune, it's a mandolin tune. And it always amazed me that the name of this tune is, it's called Ralph's Banjo Special. Later I realized it was a publishing thing, perhaps. Although I never looked at the credits to see who wrote this. And I think it was taken from a tune that other people were already playing called Daybreak and Dixie. So, but I used to hear the kind of gentleman play Daybreak and Dixie. But the one I learned is called Ralph's Banjo Special. And hey, thanks for hanging around a tent for a little while. thanks for being here. Here's Ralph's banjo special. And once again, thanks to Scott Vestal on the five-string banjo. Thanks to Steve Morgan on the guitar. And thanks to special great big howdy to Mark Schatz on the bass. Mark and I played a lot over the years in different ensembles, and for Ralph's banjo special.